I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here's your 3-Minute Reset. I want to talk today about your wounds and how your wounds actually aren't your superpowers. What do we mean by that? You know, sometimes we are motivated by many things, right? And often what might motivate you to succeed in your given area of work or to work really hard might not be the best parts of you, but the wounded parts of you. And it's okay, and we approach life with mixed motives all the time. I think of the apostles who followed Jesus, and yet at the Last Supper were arguing about which one of them was the greatest. It revealed very clearly that they were operating out of woundedness and a desire to please or to prove themselves in a worldly sense. And that motivated them, only for so long, though. Eventually, our Lord purified them of the motives that weren't holy, and then let the real superpower, which is His grace, take over.
Sometimes the thing that makes it hard for us to leave our wounds behind is that we believe that the very thing that defines us came about through our wounds. Yeah. And we look at really successful people in any form of life, any kind of endeavor, and they work really hard or they strive to be so great, and they're doing it out of fear or out of a sense that without that, they don't matter. And so what we have to be careful of is thinking that if we leave our wounds behind, our fear, our loneliness, our sense that we have to prove ourselves, that we'll never amount to anything, and then we will be enslaved by those wounds for the rest of our lives. And it takes a great leap of faith to say, I am a child of God, and it's not my accomplishments that define me, and that fear that's motivated me for years, I can let that go and know that I'm going to be okay. So we have to step back and say, how much of the things I do I do from a place of hurt, a place of wound? And until we identify that, we're just not going to be willing to walk away from that wound.
And a great way to figure that out is just to do a gut check. You know, what feelings are you approaching work with today? Is there an angst around approval and around success that's maybe not from God? I can experience this in my own work. And the Lord purified me of this as an international preacher, travels the world. And I realized once I couldn't do that during the COVID lockdowns, it kicked up all sorts of things in me that like, whoa, whoa, whoa. There was a holy desire to do what I'm doing mixed with this need to make everybody happy. And what a gift to be purified of that. But I experienced the angst. And instead of working harder, I stopped and looked at the angst and I said, okay, Lord, you got to heal me.
You know, I think of that term goat, the greatest of all time. Most of the goats in sports look back and think, what did I give up as a human being to do that? And was I doing that because I was running from something? So let's pray, God, help us to put our identity in you and not our accomplishments, and help us to have the courage and the wisdom to let our wounds go. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.